Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget also to subscribe to my blog. You can do that. RSS, really simple syndication. It's really cool technology. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me speak many times on the show over the years about the importance of intellectual property. You've heard me talk, some of you have heard me give speeches where I talked about our intellectual property journey and how important it is for small business owners to get their head around their own intellectual property, whether it be something that was registered with a patent office, patent and trademark office, or whether it was just something that you kept as your own proprietary information. Regardless, it's the way that you and I are going to become more successful in the 21st century without adding a lot of extra expense, our intellectual property. And I'm really excited about having the Undersecretary for Commerce for Intellectual Property and the Director of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office on the show right now. He's here to talk to us about a number of things, but I think he's going to give us some really good information that will help you and me to make sure that we get the most out of our intellectual property. And his name is Dudas, Undersecretary John W. Dudas, and he is, as I said, with the U.S. Department of Commerce. Mr. Secretary, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and I want to get it there. I know you're at an event right now, and you're going to be there for a couple of days, and we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. But before we do, I just got to start off our visit by complimenting you on something that you and your organization are doing that's really, really excellent, and that is your website.
I appreciate that. You know, we have the number one website in the federal government, and the bottom line is we're trying to make it simple for small businesses. Small businesses are responsible for 75% of the growth in our economy.
Yep.
And are a huge element of where our economy is growing. So we try to do everything we can to make our website and our office accessible to small business.
Well, now, folks, a lot of people say things like that, but they don't always deliver on them. And let me tell you something. Mr. Secretary, I'm one of your poster children for your website because, as you know, that's what my organization does. If we're nothing if not intellectual property, and we want to register and secure some of the names and some of the brands that we develop here. And so we've done that. We have at least probably a half dozen coursing through your system right now. And what I like about it is I can go to one of my people, or I can even do it myself. It's so simple, I can even do it, Mr. Secretary. And I can go to your website and find out if somebody else already has an idea that I want to register.
Oh, that's great.
And see, we employ a pretty darn good intellectual property attorney who's on the show quite often, but we can actually do our own due diligence at our time and expense without having to pay him to do some of the simple legwork. And your website allows us to do that. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome, Jim. I'm glad you do that. And we're all constantly thinking of ways to improve that website. We give breaks half off for patent fees for small business, recognizing how important they are. We give price breaks for people who file electronically. And again, whatever we can do to make it more accessible to small business, I'm glad to know that you're using that and that you're finding it to be useful.
It works like a charm. Folks, this is not your grandfather's U.S. Patent and Trademark Office website. Give us that website, please, sir.
Sure. The website is www.uspto.gov. For those who want to get information about patents and trademarks. And for those who want information about piracy and counterfeiting, there's a link on that website, or they can go to www.stopfakes.gov/smallbusiness, aimed right at small business.
Let's talk about that issue. Now, you're in Miami, even as we speak, at a conference. Tell us about the conference and what you guys are doing down there.
Absolutely. We're at a conference in Miami. This is the fourth conference. We have several hundred small businesses here, small businesses who describe intellectual property at the heart of what they do. And the first thing we're trying to do is explain to them there is a problem out there. Over $600 billion is stolen intellectual property is stolen throughout the world each year, and small businesses are particularly at risk because they're focused on growth, they're focused on making sure they expand their markets, and at times they forget how important it is to protect their ideas.
Or they never get the idea that their information is important and valuable.
Absolutely, and we're even going through that.
That's the biggest challenge that I think that we have right now is getting small business owners to understand that they're actually creating the systems of the future in little small bits right now, and they really need to think about protecting them.
You're absolutely right, Jim. Everything from the name you have to any product you sell probably has some form of intellectual property there. Those are your ideas, you own them, and you need to protect them or people can steal them freely.
That's the reason why, folks, I want you to become familiar with USPTO.gov, because that's where you really ought to go there. That's a cool site. You will come to enjoy going there, I promise you, because you can really do a lot of really good research on your ideas and see if it's something that maybe, how many times, Mr. Secretary, do people say they think they've got an idea and then they say, I bet somebody else has already thought about that. I won't worry about it. Well, you know what? They can go to the USPTO.gov and they can find out if somebody else has already thought about it.
You're absolutely right. That's exactly what our website's about. You can find out if that name that you have is unique to you and you own it, or if someone else has it. You don't waste resources. You don't get caught up in litigation. This is something we encourage small businesses to do at the very beginning, at the inception of their business. Think about what they have in their names and their products and check and see what intellectual property, what trademarks and patents they may need.
Well, tell us what's going to be happening at your conference today and tomorrow.
Absolutely. We have about several hundred small businesses here. We're going to take folks from start to finish. We're going to talk about why intellectual property is important, how your entire business can be stolen out from under you like so many small businesses it's happened to in China and elsewhere throughout the world, right here in the United States. We're going to explain to folks what they need to do to protect that intellectual property, and we're going to make sure they know where to go. The most important thing is that small businesses understand that they have the most to gain and lose. They have the most to do with intellectual property, and we'll tell them how to get to us at, again, 1-866-999-HALT or HALT is one way small businesses can get to us, and www.stopfakes.gov/small business is another way these folks can follow up with us.
Kenneth Croson did a report, I'm trying to remember the name of it, but he found that over the last 25 years, the assets on corporate balance sheets have inverted from being 80% fixed assets, 20% intellectual property, to 80% intellectual property, 20% fixed assets over the last 25 years. That makes what you're doing right now all that much more important. More and more of the economy is dependent upon intellectual property, and so we're going to talk about this and a few more things with our new friend, Undersecretary of Commerce for Intellectual Property at the Department of Commerce, John Dudas. I'm also going to ask the Secretary if he has enough money to operate the patent office properly. Right after these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, Undersecretary of Commerce for Intellectual Property, and the Director of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office is with us. His name is John W. Dudas. And Mr. Secretary, we were talking about intellectual property, but I want to move over now and talk about the and by the way, before we go there, I want to come back to your conference for a second. Is there a place where folks can find out more about that?
Absolutely. If they go to our website at www.stopfakes.gov/small business or www.uspto.gov.
Stopfakes.gov. All right. Stopfakes.gov/small business.
Exactly.
Or USPTO.gov.
Or USPTO.gov.
Now, will any of the things that you're doing today and tomorrow be on video streaming? Will you be doing any of that?
We won't have it on video streaming, but what we've done, this is the fourth small business event that we've done. There are a number of materials on that stopfakes.gov site that we'll be distributing today. We'll be putting together a video very soon that we can distribute on that website and can make available nationally.
Okay. Okay, that's great. I appreciate you. And you're going to come back on the show on a periodic basis now and keep us updated on this. And I appreciate that. Mr. Secretary, one of the things, when I talk to the people that I know who are in the private sector who are a lot more knowledgeable than I am about getting patents through the patent office and getting things through, what they tell me is that one of the things that's been a problem in the past is that your organization has been underfunded. What do you think?
Yeah, that has been a problem in the past. I'll tell you what,
And it resulted in taking too long to get patents out.
No, you're absolutely right, and it's caused delays, and it caused all kinds of problems. President Bush has actually reversed that tide. When President Bush came in office, he said, listen, we're going to use all the money that these small businesses and everyone puts into this patent and trademark office, and we're going to use that for them. So in other words, what was happening was some of that money that was coming into the patent and trademark office, small businesses were paying fees. Not all those fees were going to the office. Some of them were going to fund other government programs.
Yeah, let's stop on that for a second. Folks, when he says other government programs, he literally means out of the Commerce Department. That money was sucked out and went to Timbuktu somewhere, had something unrelated to what the money was intended for.
That's exactly right. And again, the good news is President Bush has put together budgets three in a row that have said this money stays at the Patent and Trademark Office. Congress has followed that lead and has essentially said that money stays here. So there's still some issues involved in that. But this year, we expect to get full funding. Last year, we had full funding. And quite honestly, we have a plan in place that's going to reverse that tide and that's going to turn that pendency around. That's most important to small businesses. Where getting your products out quickly mean a lot. Getting your venture capital means a lot. I don't have teams of lawyers and teams of lobbyists. So that's really what we're aimed at.
Are things moving quicker now?
Things are moving more quickly now. It takes a while to turn things around when you get a backlog, but
are
we have the path
to
show it. We're able to hire people. Yes, we hired record numbers this last year, 960 examiners. We'll hire 1,000 next year and each of the next following years, so long as we get that budget. And that is part of the answer. But, yes, we were actually hiring at record numbers, and we're showing quality improvements across the board. Again, things that are critical to small businesses in America. And small businesses are critical to our economy, so we see this as a real win.
There's no question about it. And see, the thing that's happening in the 21st century, Mr. Secretary, and I, obviously you know this, and that is that the United States can no longer just rest on its laurels and be assured of being a strong competitor in the marketplace. We have to earn our position in the 21st century, and the way we're going to do that is through our intellectual property. And therefore, in my opinion, when a president shows up for work every morning, if he wants to say, okay, what can I do to make sure my economy stays strong, he should give you a call and say, hey, John, do you need more money?
Yeah. No, that's keeping the economy strong includes keeping intellectual property protected, and that's exactly what President Bush has done, and he recognizes. We've had discussions with all political appointees about how important small businesses. When you see 75% of the growth in this economy coming from small businesses, you recognize the president knows what the future is. These are where our creativity comes from. This is what we need to protect.
Now, John, the president listens to my show, so don't be surprised if you start getting phone calls every morning.
I won't be the least bit surprised.
He'll give you a call and say, you know, Jim told me to check in with you here.
I think so. It might have already happened.
We got about a minute and a half, Mr. Secretary. What would you like to leave our audience with?
Well, really, again, just leave your audience with, first off, thank you to all the small businesses that are out there, because you do make the dramatic difference. And the one thing, again, we'd like to tell you, you're so focused on growth, that's critically important, but there are chances that your entire business can be stolen out from under you if you don't get your trademarks and if you don't get your patents. So come to the Patent and Trademark Office, call our number, 1-866-999-HALT, H-A-L-T, if you think your intellectual property is at risk. Come to our website, www.stopfakes.gov, and we can help you with the decisions, but the bottom line is make sure you're thinking about your trademarks, your patents, your ideas, your names from the very inception of your business.
And protecting our intellectual property inside our borders is one ball game, but protecting them outside our borders is a whole other sport, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. People can have found that they're doing business in the United States, and yet they're losing business. Their product is a substandard product's being sold in South America after it's been transshipped from China. Mm-hmm. If you're not protecting there, you want to protect any market where you might possibly want to sell your product or where you don't want your product sold as a counterfeit. So you have to look at every single country. And a U.S. patent is only good in the U.S. You need to look country by country and make those decisions.
International patents, exactly. Mr. Secretary, thank you for being here. Good luck on your conference today. We're looking forward to getting you back again real soon.
Jim, I look forward to it as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the good work. We'll see you
Absolutely.
Next time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Quick break. Right back with our good friend Rich Galen. He's just back from Afghanistan. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.